The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Burt Show.
Need the right words and don't want to screw it up.
Let the Burt Show be your texting tutor
and we'll screw it up for you.
So we're about to start a texting tutor. You know it's going to be a stressful situation, so rather than you do this texting conversation by yourself, you come to us and we kind of guide you through it. And in this case with Mary, she needs our help texting a really good friend of hers and telling her, sorry, you are no longer welcome to join this whole group on spring break in Miami.
Oof.
Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm good. I'm just nervous a little bit about the situation.
Yeah, tell us what's going on.
One of my good friends, so there's a group of us, four of us, who planned for the last few months to go to Miami for break. And I need to let her know that she's no longer welcome. And the reason is because she invited her boyfriend without getting permission from the rest of the group. And since it's just four of us and bringing a guy with just four girls, it was supposed to be a girls' trip. And it's just going to ruin the whole vibe, you know. And they haven't even been dating that long. So when we first planned this trip, she wasn't even dating him. So we've already found another girl. One of our good friends, her sister can now come. So that's great. And so we won't be out any money and we're going to reimburse her. But I just feel like it was really rude of her to invite this guy along, who's a nice guy. He's a really nice guy, but that wasn't the point of the trip. I'm upset about it because I really want her to go. But at this point, I guess we're just going to say, hey, it's not going to work out.
Hey, Mary, so you guys planned this spring break. I'm just curious. So the four of you are going to go have a blast on spring break, do your thing. I know money's tight, so I'm assuming all you guys are staying in like the same hotel room, Airbnb, whatever it is you guys are doing.
We're doing the Airbnb.
Okay. So you guys are all staying there. So yeah, adding a dude is going to like throw off the vibe for sure. So she does this. Did you guys ever give her the option to be like, hey, Mary, this is not cool. He's not invited. So either you uninvite him or is this going to be coming out of the blue? Like we're so aggrieved that you even asked him to come without asking us that we're just kicking you out of the spring break trip. We already found somebody to take your place. Here's your money back.
Woo, that's a lot.
Basically, she just threw it into one of our group texts, and it was just, she just kind of said it as if not even asking for permission. It was just more like, or even asking like, hey, would this be okay? She was just like, I don't want to say his name, but she was like, yeah, so-and-so is really excited. This is awesome. Like almost like it was fine to do it. And so that also rubbed like a couple of girls the wrong way. And she's obsessed with this guy. That's the other
obviously
thing that's been kind of tough. Yeah. So I guess maybe she just figured we would just go along with it. But, and then saying like, oh yeah. And he the boyfriend, I guess, had mentioned some sort of like excursion, and he has no problem with like planning it and stuff. And he can get a discount for us, something with dolphins or something. But it was really kind of like, oh, okay, that's the new trip. But the other girls are like, no, no, no. So we didn't respond yet, basically, to what she was saying. Everyone was just like, what are we going to do? I'm upset, but I don't want to end the friendship. It's nothing like that. I just feel like she's not going to say, you know what, I'll just uninvite him. Mm-hmm. Yes. So he's been coming along to a few things that we didn't realize he was going to come to. So he's already made surprise appearances to other things, but yes.
Yeah, I was on your side until you threw out dolphins. Now I think you should just let him come on the trip. But I'll be honest, I don't feel good about texting your friend and just kicking her out of the trip. Like, that feels very mean girl to me, which I know is not your intention, because I have been the third, fourth, fifth wheel my entire life. There's nothing more annoying than when a man comes and ruins the girly pink bubbly vibes and you have to, like, talk about I'm just kidding. Then don't talk about monster trucks. You have to pretend that you like sports for 10 minutes while you make small talk with this man who you didn't even know 2 months ago, and now he's just here because he's canoodling with your girl. Like, I get it. Like, it's frustrating, but I just feel like you should have expressed your emotions to your friend instead of just going behind her back and ousting her because she wants to bring her new emotional support boyfriend to the spring break trip.
Yeah.
Mary,
I agree.
Why are you bugging?
Wow.
Nah, you got there from Tommy. Ain't no
what?
Way.
No. What?
Nah.
I looked up the lyric.
Mary, why you bugging?
Okay, I'm impressed.
I tried to squeeze it in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You've been sitting on that one for a second.
Okay, so let's do this. Let's take a pause. When we come back, we will try to figure out exactly what we're going to text. I'm kind of with Abby on this. We don't want to be mean girls about it, but we. but we do have to make a statement. I mean, she knew what she was doing. So texting tutor with Mary's friend.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
And next on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
All right, so we're about to start texting tutor with Mary here, who is very upset at one of her friends and has everything to do with a spring break trip.
Yeah, so there's four of them who are going on spring break together, but Mary started dating this guy 2 months ago and recently dropped the bomb in a text message that her new boyfriend is coming along on spring break with them. And they're like, huh? Excuse me? What? And he's kind of hijacking the trip and playing and stuff and whatnot. And the other three girls, Mary included, are like, yeah, no, we didn't sign up for this. A boy is going to completely change the vibe of the trip, and she wants to text Mary right now and let her know, hey, sorry, not sorry, but you're no longer coming on the trip with us. Actually, so-and-so's sister can go now. We will reimburse you. It wasn't cool that you just invited your boyfriend and didn't even run it by us.
Well, you've kind of painted yourself into a corner here, because the group has already decided that they're kicking her out, and you've already invited somebody else. So I don't know who we're going to be texting. This might be a multiple text here.
My opinion is we need to maybe text the friends and be like, hey, I don't think we should have just kicked her out. How do you guys feel about me texting her and just saying that the boyfriend can't come? I feel like we need to find a way to keep our friendship group intact, but that involves kicking the man out.
Yeah, Mary, I wish you would have asked her beforehand, hey,
yeah, we're not cool with that. He can't come. And then if she doubled down, then you could be like, then you're not coming. Yeah.
Especially since you said that she's a good friend and you don't want to end the friendship, then this is really not the way to go about it if that's your goal.
Can we just, can we say to her, like, instead of saying, hey, we're kicking you out, can you say, hey, this has caused some tension with the group, and then take it from there?
Yeah, I think that's fair. Just kind of test the waters, right? See how she'll respond to it.
Just, hey, I want to be honest with you about this weekend. You've created some tension by inviting babbity bee bo ba when this was just supposed to be a girls' weekend, something like that.
No, I think that's fair.
Does that work?
Yeah.
All right.
Her name's Lauren, by the way. But yeah, I'm open to the suggestion.
I think we just come at it from a really gentle place. We say something along the lines of like, hey, Lauren, so excited for this weekend. Just wanted to let you know that the girls kind of feel a little weird about your boyfriend coming. Is there any way you can disinvite him?
Instead of saying, is there any way you can disinvite him, let her make the decision and be like, we're really uncomfortable. We prefer he not be there.
We prefer for it just to be a girl's trip.
We prefer, yeah.
Okay, should I send it?
What did you write?
That we're not comfortable with your boyfriend coming. We would rather he not join us. Can you please uninvite him?
That is not what we said, my dear.
Okay, wait, no. You're saying so much. I was trying to...
I know. Hey, Lauren. Hey, Lauren. Girls and I aren't really comfortable with your boyfriend coming on spring break with us. We'd really prefer this be a girls' trip.
There you go.
Oh, okay. What's the last
thing?
That's it.
Okay, yeah. Perfect. Okay.
Send.
And now send it.
I think that she knows what she's doing. I mean, if you've gone on a girls' trip before, I don't know if this is the first one or not. Mary, is this your first girls' trip with her?
Like a few years ago, we had one for just a long weekend.
I'm sure at some point you've said that this is our girls' trip. There's no way this girl would invite a dude without running it by her girls unless she knew the girls weren't going to be cool. This is calculated.
I am getting the vibe that Lauren is a very specific type of friend who we all know and love, but her fatal friend flaw is that she is codependent when it comes to her boyfriends. She is a serial relationship person. She is constantly going from boy to boy to boy, and they become so ingrained in their life that she doesn't understand why she can't invite someone who she views as a best friend on the best friend's trip.
I think Abby is 100% correct. In your 20s, you don't think like that. In your 40s, you do and you know better.
I would have never, even in my 20s, if the dudes are going to Vegas and I'm planning on bringing a girl, I absolutely would A, tell them, or B, ask them if it was cool.
I'm trying to figure out if it has to be said, because I feel like for men, it's implied. Like if you know all men are going, you don't have to say it's a guy's trip.
Right.
You just know not to bring your girl. So with women, is it different? Like it has to literally be said, hey, don't bring a guy?
I think some women are just, and I don't mean to come down on women like this, but I think they just become so ingrained in their boyfriend's lives that they have a hard time separating the two. Like, I think men really value that guy's time of like, we're going to go out and the dudes are going to dude.
Even as the guy, I would feel funny going. Like, if I were him and you were like, hey, you know, if my lady was like, come with me on this trip with my five girlfriends, I would be like, I don't think so.
If a guy has ever been in a hotel room and four other girls are in the same room or whatever, he would know to run for the hills and not go on that trip.
I'm out of there.
Yeah. Did you get a response back?
So she responded, seriously, he's really excited for this.
Mm-hmm. I do feel bad. Like, he's a victim in this because he has no idea.
I think you just say that.
Seriously, we were really excited for a girls' trip.
Yeah, it just changes the vibe. Gosh, how do you explain it to her, Abby?
It just changes the vibe. Just be like, I would say something again.
Oh, she also wrote, he won't be a problem. See, before it was actually also one of our friends is moving away. So this was also like, we're all single and this was kind of our last chance to, you know, it was just in case it gets harder to get together. But now she stays this guy and I don't know. Seriously,
I get that.
We were really excited for a girls trip.
Okay, so I think you can say that this is the last time that Blank's going to be on our girls trip and we just really want to be authentic or really don't want to have to worry about what we're saying. What am I trying to say?
But I know what you're trying to say. And the one thing I've learned about conflict with women is you have to acknowledge the feelings first before you slide in with the facts.
Amen.
So slide in with something like, I totally understand that. And then come in with the emotion from your side. Say, this is the last time that Blank is going to get to come on a girls' trip with us. It's just going to change the entire vibe if your boyfriend comes along.
Okay, perfect.
Y'all got another song with Mary in it?
Proud Mary, keep on burning.
Oh, look.
Oh, rolling.
Rolling. Rolling on.
down the river.
I didn't think of that one.
We got to leave regret asking.
You know, because I have a 4-year-old, I was about to go, Mary had a little lamb. Little lamb.
You got one?
Mary Jane.
Oh,
do you love me, Mary Jane?
Oh. Also, in Tom Petty, last stands for Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain.
More than I realize.
What you got, Mary?
We won't change your vibe. You won't even see us. We don't plan on being in the Airbnb much. Well, then what's the point?
Right. Right. I think you say then this is exactly what we're talking about.
I would just, we're going to go back and forth. I would just say, listen, the three of us aren't cool with it.
It's non-negotiable.
We're dealing with women and we got to be really soft about this. I would come from a place of, you don't want that. Like, you want this to be your last hurrah as a big friend group where you know you can go on this big girls trip. So I would say that. I would say, well, that's not what we want. I want us all to be together as a big girl gang. Something like that.
This is our crew's last hurrah.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Okay, that's great.
You just got to drive that home that you don't want to divide the group. Like, you want her to be there, but you just don't want her loser boyfriend tagging along.
Yes, but Lauren, I want us all to spend time together, especially if this is going to be our crew's last hurrah.
Yeah, I think that's good.
No? If he goes, you guys will never see her. I mean, she's going to be hanging out with him. He's going to want to do a whole different set of things. We'll catch up with you guys at dinner.
I would even follow up with, like, honestly, we just don't want to share you. We want you all to ourselves.
Oh, that's sweet. I would send that.
Oh, okay. That's really good.
Honestly, we don't want to share you. We want you all to ourselves.
Oh, okay, that's really nice. Should I put like a heart emoji?
Yes! Yes.
Okay. Okay, awesome. And I'm going to send that now. Yes, okay.
Because if I get that as your friend, I feel like, oh, you just want to hang out with me. Like, you're not trying to be an a-hole about my boyfriend. You just want to be with me.
We're changing the mindset. It's not about kicking him out. It's about spending as much time with her.
You have plenty of time for couples trips. Plus, Miami spring break is not that time.
It's not even a great place to go to spring break anymore, is it?
No.
I'm saying no alcohol on the beach. They're really cracking down big time in Miami.
If you're 21, like, the clubs are fun, but...
Like, at least Vegas you go, they hook the women up. Miami, I feel like they do not hook the women up unless you look like a Brazilian model.
Yeah, being a Miami 10 will get you anywhere. But if you're like a Miami 9, forget about it.
Done. But in Vegas, you can be a 6 and they letting you in.
That's why I like Nashville. You can be a 3.
Yeah.
Show up in jeans and a Pigeon Forge t-shirt. New Orleans is the same way, baby.
Yep.
That's why I like Chattanooga.
Okay. Lauren wrote back, I really want this time with him. He may be the one.
Yeah. Lauren.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Okay. Maybe just gonna have to tell her it's non-negotiable.
Yeah. Maybe this is when we play hardball then. If you really feel that way, maybe we should do a girls trip another time and we're going to bring your friend's sister instead with us and you guys can do your own thing.
Okay.
Ooh, shots fired.
Mm-hmm.
Fire.
Lauren did this to herself.
Fact.
Alrighty. Do you want me to read it back to you or just send it?
Yeah. What'd you say? Or what do you have written?
If you really feel this way, then maybe we
not maybe. No. There's no maybe. There's no maybe.
Oh.
If you feel this way, then we'll do another girls trip another time. For this trip, blanks. You have to be like, this is the decision the group has made. You need to let her know that there's no wiggle room here.
Okay. If you really feel this way, then we will do girls trip another time. We're going to bring Deirdre's sister instead, and you and your boyfriend can do your own thing.
Perfect.
Boom. Send it. Okay.
There's, like, you don't need any wiggle room there of, like...
Because she's a wiggler.
She is.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
She's like a fish flopping on a dock.
Oh, count me out. I didn't want to stay in that busted Airbnb anyway. Oh, my gosh.
No. Good.
All
good.
Right. All right. B.
Worked out perfect. Yeah, worked out absolutely perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
So now the sister of the friend gets to go.
Yeah. Correct.
She's out.
Yeah.
Everything works out great.
There you go.
Happy ending, kind of.
And then she has to go ahead and just give you that one last insult.
Here you go.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
Thumbs up.
She said, I hope you all get STDs.
That's so mean.
Wow, that's vicious.
Spent all that time being nice to her.
All right.
We're like tiptoeing around her friend.
No, you need to respond back and be like, joke's on you. I already got one.
No. And I gave it to your boyfriend.
That is not the flex you think it is.
Not at all.
You can say something like, at least I'll be getting some, Lauren.
All right, Mary. We settled this one. Go have a good time in Miami without her.
Oh, yes. You guys are the best. Thank you so much.
Hi, Mary.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Burt Show.
We're going to be playing a round of pop culture Jeopardy here in just a minute. But first, I have to give you a new scam warning.
Oh, no.
There is a new scam out there, and this might be the worst of the worst. People are just so disappointing. And the fact that somebody is preying on people at their lowest time is just beyond gross. So there's a new scam where people find lost pet flyers.
Oh my God, no. I don't even want to hear this.
And then they call the person and say, hey, we found your pet, but they need emergency surgery. Mm-hmm. Can you Venmo X amount of money so we can save your pet's life? So this is going down in Washington State right now, and you're about to hear Justin Hills. He is the pet owner. He lost his cat. And then you're going to hear Dom Baxter, who is the manager of field services of the Seattle Animal Shelter, talking about the scam and what you need to look out for.
They had done some research on me before they called. You know, they knew my name. They knew my cat's name. He has been injured. He was hit by a car. He needs surgery. Do you want to go ahead with that surgery? And then they asked if I could Venmo them $2,800.
We would never ask somebody over the phone to make a payment. We're going to get that pet to a veterinarian and get it care and treatment, and then we'll work out how to get the pet back to the owner after that.
The back of my head is screaming, this is a scam, this is a scam. Your baby, your fur child is missing. I would do anything to get my baby boy back.
People are the worst.
Oh, God, that made me so nauseous listening to it.
Right? Absolute worst. So that's just, it's a new scam. Because we were talking about recently the text messages about the
statistics?
No. Like when you take the HOV lane, like your Peach Pass or something like that.
Oh, the scanner?
Yes. They were scamming people that way. We told you guys about that one because I was getting text messages about the Peach Pass because we have one letting me know that you don't have enough money, blah, blah, blah. But that's all a scam. They're just trying to get your money. And now we have this new one where people are finding lost pet flyers and hitting people up for money to, quote unquote, save their pet.
I just can't imagine having a regular 9-to-5 would be harder than what you're doing with this scam. Not to be like, get a job, but get a job and get a life. And you know what? How about a hobby too? You have too much time on your hands.
You need all three in your life. All right, Rebecca, take it over for Pop Culture Jeopardy.
Yes, it's time for another round of Pop Culture Jeopardy.
Do, 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 do,
yeah, we totally lost it at the end.
I love how high budget this show is.
That's such a good jingle.
Yeah, yeah, high budget and the fact that we can't afford any copyrighted music, so we have to sing our own.
Okay, this is the version of Jeopardy for people who don't know the name of their congressman but have stopped to ask themselves, can Mom Talk survive this? This game and its questions is ripped directly from the show Pop Culture Jeopardy, hosted by Colin Jost, that I finally realized is on Prime. That's where I've been watching it, and that's where you can watch it too. So players, I have 10 clues in total. I will read off the category, the question, and then you guys, the contestants, will ring in by yelling beep, 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 beep to give your answer and win a point.
And we have to word it in a question.
Yes, in true Jeopardy form.
Okay.
Please remember, phrase your answer in the form of a question.
Okay. Beep, beep.
Go ahead. You have a question?
Oh, no. Beep, beep. No.
Oh, that was me.
You're going to have to differentiate between your beep, beeps.
All right.
How about you go beep, beep, and I go doot, doot.
Okay.
Beep, beep, doot, doot.
Beep, beep. What are you doing, Tommy?
Me, beep.
Me, beep.
Me, beep. Okay. Here is the first category. They turned up at Comic-Con. I saw Donatello, Michelangelo.
Mimi? What are the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
No.
Damn.
permission for her to answer the question or to finish reading the question.
All right. Here we go again. I saw Donatello, Michelangelo, and Leonardo of the Ninja Turtles.
Who is Raphael?
That is correct.
Yeah! What?
She knows her turtles.
Oh, my God.
All right. Next up, good advice. Kelly Clarkson advised in her hit song, "You Tried to Break Me, But You See," these seven words.
You tried to break me, but we have to know the seven words?
Mm-hmm.
Beep, beep. Mm-hmm. I can't do this anymore. I have a talk show.
No.
Oh, I got it.
I said meet me before you did.
Go ahead.
Okay, Tommy.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Oh.
That's correct. Point Tommy. All right, category is call the exterminator. Blood found in ancient mosquitoes trapped in amber is the basis of this. Yes, Tommy?
What is Jurassic Park?
That is correct.
How do you Yeah. You have Google pulled up?
No.
You heard that? Because the guy, the old man with the cane, and it has the mosquito and the amber, and that's where they extracted the DNA to make the dinosaurs.
I haven't seen that.
Make the dinosaurs. According to the cartoon.
Category is drunk on pop culture. This cocktail containing vodka, orange liqueur, and cranberry juice is synonymous with Sex and the City.
What is a cosmopolitan?
Very good job. Wait, what's that sound? Little delay for the daily double. All right, Tommy, you have the most points, so you have the chance to answer this question for 3 whole points. If your answer is incorrect, then Abby and Kristen will get the chance to steal. Your category is killer movies.
Okay.
Bees. They kill poor Macaulay Culkin in My Girl, leading to this 6-word outcry by actress Anna Chlumsky at the funeral.
Oh, no. I don't know. I've seen the movie. I don't remember.
Kristen?
He can't see without his glasses.
That is correct.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
Abby, I can't wait to hear if you feel the same way. So there's a woman who is feeling stuck in today's economy, and she's blaming it on her relationship status.
Oh, I totally feel her. Like, being single in this economy, it feels like a handicap.
So I saw this on at the Free Press on Instagram, and let's just say she is over it. She looks to be, like, in her mid-20s.
Uh-huh.
And she is not having it. She is over it. And I just want to know if you agree with her take on her living situation.
I would love to be a stay-at-home mom. Mm-hmm. I would love to be a homemaker and a wife. I would love to be able to live on a homestead and go milk my cow and take the eggs out of the chicken coop and have one baby in the belly and on my hip and another toddler coming behind me. That's like my dream, but I can't do that because the way the economy is set up is I'm forced to work. I'm forced to get an education, a higher education, a college degree, in order to make enough money that I can be financially independent and afford my own home or my own rent or my own gas or my own groceries, my own insurance. And it's extremely difficult to do that. And it's very isolating as a woman when you have to do all of that all on your own and you can't find somebody that you can outsource some of those chores and financial responsibilities like you would with a spouse. So no, being a single working woman absolutely sucks. It's the worst thing ever. I hate it. I would go back to the 1950s in a second just so I wouldn't have to deal with this.
1-855-BIRCHOW, 855-237-8746 if you'd like to weigh in, agree, or disagree.
I was actually talking to our business manager, Amy, yesterday, and we were complaining about something. She's like, what decade is it? And I'm like, I hope it's 1920s so I can get lobotomized. And I mean that satirically. Obviously, every decade has a series of issues, and obviously wouldn't want to go to the back to the 1950s for obvious reasons.
Yes.
However, that woman is mad at somebody, and I don't think it's the free market. Now, do I agree the cost of living nowadays is insane? I mean, my parents were talking to me when I was, you know, kind of talking about my finances and purchasing a home potentially. And they're like, I can't believe you seem like, I'm definitely not struggling, but they're like, I was supporting a family of four when I was making what you were making. And I'm like, yeah, but that was 20 years ago and inflation is just completely different. I mean, gas is like $4 a gallon. I mean, rent is the cost of a mortgage. It's insane. So I get her frustration. And on top of that, having all of the costs that come along with being a single woman, of just beauty upkeep and just the day-to-day maintenance that it takes to exist as a woman, like, yeah, I feel where she's coming. Do I want to milk a cow? Hell nah. But I understand the exasperation that she has of constantly just feeling the burden of capitalism as a single person. And that goes for men and women. But yeah, it can be really tiresome.
Yeah. So I listened to that and I'm not going to worry about sounding harsh. It just sounds like she's mad she doesn't have a man.
Yeah. That's really what it is. And I think it's tough because I was talking to a friend about this where we have all of these privileges that women have fought for because yes, we need to be equals and we have the same value as men. So we should absolutely have the same responsibilities and expectations. Like I'm with that from a logical perspective, but then there are sometimes you just want to get mad at Susan B. Anthony or whoever the heck. Cause I'm like, you know what? It actually would be nice to stay home. It would be nice to have a little goat in my backyard and just have one responsibility. And that was to look pretty and push out a bunch of kids.
But you can, that's the thing.
Yeah.
So like that, this is what like gets my goat. Feminism exists to create equality. And so you have the choice. You have the choice to be a stay-at-home mom or you have the choice to work. Now, obviously, if you want to be a stay-at-home mom, then you're going to need a man to provide, and that's up to you to find. But if that's your life and that's what you want, then kudos. Go for it. Find that man that's going to provide you the stability so you can be a stay-at-home. Now, I will say, you know, this is not black and white. There's a lot of nuance and gray here. Is it hard now to have like a one parent income? Yeah, it kind of is. And even if you have a two parent income, is it ridiculous like childcare? Yeah, like there's definitely issues and problems there. But on the whole, if we're just going like kind of like spitting black and white, I just want people to know feminism didn't exist to force you to work. That's not what feminism is about. Feminism is so you have the choice that if you want to go out there and be a boss lady and break that glass ceiling, by all means. But if you also want to stay home and bust your butt and take care of a house and kids, by all means, do that as well.
I think basically what she's mad at is the cost of getting to have that choice doesn't benefit the choice that she wants to have. Like 50 years ago, life was set up to benefit somebody like her that wants to have that life. Like all women were pretty much expected to only go to college to get your MRS degree and only, you know, work for a couple of years and then meet some dude. So guys were kind of on the same page. Whereas now, because men and women are so much more equal, it's harder to find that life if that's the choice that you want to make. So I think she's frustrated. Like some of us have girl bossed too close to the sun that she feels like it is harder for her to just jump into getting to have that stay at home life.
Hey, Rebecca, disagree or agree?
I agree. I agree. I worked really hard to get where I am in my career, and I'm one of those, I would consider myself a boss, babe, or whatever you call it. And I'm in my early 40s, and I'm exhausted. I wish that I could have done something different. I would love to be able to stay at home with my kids and have that time. But no, work is my life.
All right. Hey, Sherry, welcome to The Burt Show. Agree or disagree with what she said?
I disagree with what she said. I mean, honestly, part of the reason that we had feminist movements was also because we couldn't own property. And if you got divorced, you were struggling.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't get a job. You couldn't. There were a lot of reasons that feminism occurred. And it wasn't just because you wanted to work. It's because you had to sometimes.
Gotcha. Thank you for calling in. It's one of those, I think the grass is just brown everywhere, Abby.
Oh, it's just exhausting. And I get it, girl. I'm right there with you. You know, we can have our cows one day, but for now, you got to go pay that rent, pay that mortgage, and get your butt to your 9 to 5.
The Burt Show.
Mikey, did you know it was going to be a punishment going into it?
Yeah.
Oh, you did? You knew how bad it was?
Yeah, I didn't want to watch Twilight. The problem is I pick like every show or movie we watch, so I had to pay the piper, and she said Twilight. I tried to wiggle out of it, but I knew my time had come to an end, and I had to watch it.
And how long have you and your girlfriend been together?
Like 2 years or something.
Even as a woman who thoroughly enjoyed Twilight in my formative years, aka when I was 11, 12, and 13, I can still say in hindsight, that is one of the worst movies of all time. Like when you watch it after your frontal lobe develops, you realize just how terrible the writing is.
It was like a train crash. I couldn't take my eyes off of. It was so bad. Now, here's the thing. I've been trying to work on myself, you see, and not trash things that people like, because maybe it wasn't made for me.
Okay, so you're taking on the philosophy, and we've spoken about this, and this is going to be now hard to come down on it, even though it isn't really my movie. You're like, you know what? She likes it. She loves it. I'm not going to yuck her yum.
Well, maybe this was made for a 13-year-old girl, and so I'm not in a place where I should trash this movie, but one of the worst movies ever made in the history of man, horrible thing to watch. I hate it. If you like it, you don't know nothing.
Now, if you don't like it, then your frontal lobe has not developed
that's
yet.
That's correct.
All right. And now, Rebecca, you are in here because you want to defend Twilight?
So this might not be a shock, but I was a little bit of a twihard back in my day, as they like to be called.
Gross.
Yeah, I read every book. I watched every movie, which, by the way, when I told Trin, Mikey's girlfriend, that I watched the first movie when it was in theaters as a freshman in high school, I thought she was going to faint because she was in first grade. So that was a lot to handle. But yeah, I mean, okay, whether or not these movies are good, not on the table. We know they're bad, but it's nostalgia. It's fun. Twilight is having such a renaissance right now.
And
it's
important.
Oh, 100%. People are going back to Twilight like never before. TikTok is all over Twilight. The memes are so strong on social media.
You are on a niche part of the TikTok For You page, because as somebody, again, who read all four books, has seen all four movies multiple times, I am not on that side of TikTok.
Is it, like you said, the nostalgia? Because nostalgia never goes out of style.
I think it's honestly my particular generation, this like millennial cusp Gen Z, where it's like every party we're doing is Twilight themed. A baby shower, Twilight themed. You're getting married, we're having a Twilight themed bachelorette party. Everyone's talking about Twilight.
Okay. So you and Mikey are here because we're going to have a twi down.
So here's the debate. We're not talking about whether or not Twilight is a good or bad movie, because unfortunately it's bad.
Okay. That's been decided. Done.
My hot take that Mikey could not understand was that I am Team Jacob.
Yeah, I tried to never think about this movie ever again. Then she said that, and I'm like, what's wrong with you?
To establish, as somebody who, I did not read the books, I did not watch the movie, I Cassie, it made me go watch like the fifth movie or whatever that came out, and I literally laughed out loud in the theater as we watched it. But explain Team Jacob, explain Team Edward.
Okay, so Jacob and Edward are the two main like romance love interests of Twilight. They're a little different in the book than they are in the movie, but we're going by movie standards because Mikey only saw the first two movies, thank God, because you can't be Team Jacob once he gets to that last movie, and he may figure out why one day. It's Renesmee. Anyway,
she actually made me read scripture out of the book too while I was watching the movie.
Coming from the book of Eclipse, chapter 1, verse 4. So, thou shalt not imprint on a baby.
Jacob is a werewolf and Edward is a vampire. Edward is the main love interest, but Jacob is kind of the secondary interest that may or may not have a thing with Bella. And it's kind of like hinted at the entire time.
And Bella's just a normal human schoolgirl.
Bella's just a normal brunette girl going to public school, having these monsters wanting her everywhere.
Yeah, no, she's not normal. She's a weirdo. Yeah. This girl can't stay away from like leprechauns and fairies. And, like, who's she going to find next?
Yeah, she's a soft seven who somehow has every mythical creature in Forks, Washington after her.
So today, we are asking you guys to listen to our defenses. It's time for the Great Twilight Debate. Okay, in defense of Team Jacob, Mikey is stupid.
All right.
When the first Twilight came out in 2008, Mikey was still in diapers and he was in second grade. That's why he's not on the winning team.
Took you a while to get potty trained, eh, Mikey?
Yeah.
Team Jacob. And Bella may technically be Team Edward, too, but you know why no one can read Bella's mind? Because she doesn't think.
Yeah.
She chooses to marry into the whitest family alive, a.k.a. the redneck vegan incest family, where her brother-in-law is a Confederate soldier. Edward is a freak. He hides in the corner of her room every night to watch her sleep. 12-year-old me thought that was really hot. Now I'm 30. I realized Bella needs to buy a gun.
Worst of all, and he loves body glitter.
Oh, he's so sparkly. Speaking of sparkling, he goes to Italy, gaslights Bella so he can eat gelato and sparkle in Milan. Gay. Who picks up the pieces after he abandons her in the woods? Jacob.
Bella, where the hell have you been, Luca?
Okay, you can't tell me that wasn't a little fruity, too.
He's zesty with it. We like a man who's in touch with his feminine furry side. And sure, the second movie ends with Bella running to Italy to say, no, Edward, don't kill yourself. You're so sexy. But she wouldn't have been able to save his life if it hadn't been for Jacob and his kind furry heart. So in conclusion, Edward's white. Boo. Everyone, boo.
Boo. Tomato, tomato.
Jacob's Native American. Yay.
Yay.
Edward's old. Yucky.
Yucky. No.
Jacob's 16, which is no longer attractive to me.
Age appropriate for Bella.
Very age appropriate. Okay. Jacob's hot. Jacob's so hot. Edward's cold. No one wants that popsicle.
You're Are you now about to defend Edward? Because I was about to say, you're forgetting. Oh, you are going to defend Edward. Mikey. Okay,
what
continue.
What do you think I'm here for?
The vibes,
are
I don't know.
Are you done?
That's it for me.
I caught like almost none of that while I watched the movie. Also, how'd they drive to Italy?
In like a fancy sports car, I think Alice drove.
Can you drive to Italy?
No, you can fly to Italy.
No, they were in the same car the whole time. What'd they do, take a ferry?
It's movie magic. You don't have to worry about that part.
Okay, well.
All right, Team Edward, what you got?
Here it is.
It's really sell it, man.
All right. Rebecca's a confused bisexual and would let any weirdo in this dumb movie suck her blood. Rebecca would like Jacob because he's a sub simp with a kink for wrenches and screwdrivers.
Wow.
He's so mortal, it's embarrassing. At least Edward sparkles, I guess. Also, Edward is man enough to at least try to hide his emotions. Jacob's like a girl who constantly cries on national radio. Oh, wait. Sorry.
Oh, that's me.
That's you?
That was not me.
Oh.
I see.
Oh, that was mean. I can actually relate to Jacob through my time on the show. I cut off my hair and got a tattoo. This adds up. Since I'm like Jacob, I'm an emotional dog. Rebecca's a lot more like Edward because she's cold and has dumb hair.
Okay, now that
this is just
me.
A roast now.
This is not nice, Mikey.
Jacob's a big square-headed doofus. He literally says, stay the hell out of my head, which is gross. I hate every character except for the dad, who's the only normal person in this godforsaken franchise. Rebecca likes a dumb, sad dog. I honestly can't even defend Edward because he's an old loser, too. So I guess my argument is that this movie is terrible and Rebecca has deep-seated dog issues.
How did you miss the one key argument against Jacob? And that it's he's probably trying to strike a chord and it's probably a minor. He's a pedo in the last book.
He hasn't gotten to that point. He doesn't need to know about Renesmee.
He doesn't need to know.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show. Moro Casino, America's social casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus. Moto Casino, America's social casino. Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.